Welcome to Random Television. We are the podcast that takes a TV program out of context and picks it apart. Here is how it works. We find a TV program that we've never seen any of before and discuss what we think it's going to be about and what it's going to be like. And then we will pick a random episode and go and watch it and then come back together again and discuss what we thought of it, having actually seen it, usually with wine. Mm-hmm. And this week, we are watching Blockbuster.
Yay! Yes, we are. Hello, everyone. We are doing a retro, well, not retro because it's a new series, but it is about the survival of Blockbuster, the beloved video franchise that we all spent our weekends talking about.
Did we?
Well, you know, you go to Blockbuster, you decide what film to watch, you get a bag of popcorn. No.
Oh, spoiled. I never got popcorn.
Aww.
I don't think we had a Blockbuster near me.
Well, it's because you lived in a field.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was the thing, you know, of a weekend, you go to Blockbuster. Not every weekend. Treats.
See, I felt like this... I saw them in this country, but I felt it was more of like...
I saw they existed!
I knew what they were. No, I felt it was more of an American thing. Like, you'd see in American films they'd go to Blockbuster.
No, it was massive here.
Okay.
Yeah, we had one. Oh, okay. Bless your heart. Yes, definitely big here too, Claire.
Okay.
So, yeah, you go to Blockbuster, you'd walk around and decide what film to watch, and it was a big deal. You couldn't just flick on Netflix, you know.
Well,
you built it up. That's why, like, films that I watched when I was a teenager made much more of an impact than films I watch now.
Because you had to sit down and just watch
it. You had to sit down and watch it. You had to rewind it back to the beginning before you handed it in. It was a really big deal. And they really made, they made much more of an impact than they did, than they do now to me anyway. So this is a series we found on Netflix.
Ironically.
Ironically. It's quite ironic.
Given that Netflix will be a huge contribution to why Blockbuster.
Exactly. Went bust. I think Blockbuster went bust before Netflix.
No.
Oh no.
Was it a few years ago?
Well, Netflix has actually been going for a while now.
Netflix started off by post.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Interesting. Oh yes, what was the other one? There was another one that was really big before Netflix. Crap. Totally forgot what it was called. But they used to send DVDs to your house.
Yes.
And then you'd send them back. Love Film.
That was it.
Yeah exactly.
So I don't think we had Netflix here by post. It was an American thing.
Oh, fine. We had Love Film.
Yes.
And that was basically the beginning of the end of Blockbuster. Because people couldn't be asked to leave their house.
Yeah.
I never had Love Film. But again, I heard about it. So this is about the end of Blockbuster.
I'll tell you what it's about.
Oh my goodness, you have the synopsis. Sorry, Claire.
I have two.
Oh,
I'm going to treat you.
Okay, treat me. Let's go.
This is the one on Netflix. Netflix says, at the last remaining Blockbuster, a hard-working manager fights to keep his video store open and staff happy amid competition and complicated feelings. And then there's one on IMDb that says, Timmy Yoon is an analog dreamer living in a 5G world.
Aww.
Yeah. After he found out that he is operating the very last Blockbuster video in America, Timmy and his staff employees, including his longtime crush Eliza, fight to stay relevant. The only way to succeed is to remind their community that they provide something that big corporations can't: human connection.
Oh, so this reminds me of talking about films you rented when you were younger making an impact. You might not have seen this. There's a film called Empire Records.
No.
Which I loved. It had an amazing cast. Liv Tyler, Renee Zellweger, other people. Very good. And it was basically a similar story in that this was a small independent record store trying to survive, not being taken over by something like HMV, which ironically is now shut. basically,
I've seen an HMV recently.
They do still exist, yeah. It's all about the individual characters, and they get to wear their own outfits, and HMV would make them all wear uniforms, and you know, everyone gets to be individuals, and it's an indie film,
okay,
and a coming of age film, but I absolutely loved it.
Support and small businesses.
It was basically that, yeah,
yeah,
and it was great, and I loved it. And this reminds me of this kind of thing, although Blockbusters was a massive chain,
yeah. But now, obviously, I think they might have been franchised, so yes, where you can sort of you buy in and you run it and you, I think, pay a certain amount. Oh,
fine, okay.
So maybe this was a franchised, the one in this episode or in this series is maybe a franchised.
And that's why store. It survived.
Yeah, and that's why they can keep running it, maybe.
Because I don't believe that there is one store left. Like, that doesn't seem believable to me. Because there's always, like, a handful and then they shut, like, the rest. They wouldn't just keep one open. Unless maybe it was an accident. Like, it's just fallen through. But, yeah, I do... I think there's going to be quite a lot of... because we're both millennials.
Yeah.
And there's going to be quite a lot of retro kind of nostalgia in this, I think, which would be quite nice.
So I've very briefly looked this up. So Blockbuster... Let me just look at when it went out.
We've done research? We don't do research.
Not into the show.
The whole point of the show is so we can be lazy and not do any research.
So they filed for bankruptcy in 2010.
Wow, okay.
I thought it was a lot more... Yeah, hang on. No, so they were bought by somebody else.
Right.
So they could remain open by paying a licensing fee to Dish, which was the company that bought them, seemingly. Cool. So they did franchise them.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
There is, I think, one shop still open in America, and it is in Oregon in a place called Bend.
I want to go. That sounds great. Podcast trip. Let's go to Oregon.
Yeah, it seems like they are... Hang on, let me quickly look. Yeah, I think that one... So maybe that's where this is set.
Amazing.
Maybe it's set in that
one. So there's
one.
Still one there Blockbuster left?
One left.
I did not think companies
because
do that.
They're franchised. But, like I said, it's franchised.
That's awesome. So it's basically become an independent company.
Pretty much, I think.
That's
yeah.
really cool. But does it sell DVDs? Because people don't really... we've got loads of DVDs, but most people don't watch...
You could keep them in business just like single-handedly.
Oh my god, we have so many DVDs. It's a nightmare.
Also, the Bend location in 2019, the last remaining store outside of the United States in Morley, Western Australia, closed.
Aww.
The Bend location then became the last remaining Blockbuster in the world. Wow. It houses Russell Crowe film props, which John Oliver had donated to an Alaska store.
Oh.
It was listed as an Airbnb rental for a 90s-themed sleepover.
Oh my god!
In 2020.
This is amazing. Maybe this is where it's filmed.
Maybe.
It might be filmed here.
I mean, good for them. Like, that's if they great. Need some money, like, yeah, film it there.
But I can imagine it being, like, its own... Like, it being quite big, because it's the last one.
Yeah.
I didn't realise there were any left. Because
no,
most
I had no
of them
idea.
Shut about 10 years ago. Longer. Did you say 2010?
Yeah.
Sorry!
God. You turned your sound off.
I thought I had. I don't know how to use this newfangled equipment. I want Blockbuster back. Stupid iPads.
Just want books and videos.
In
DVDs.
Day.
I just want VHS.
Yeah, I have to say, the move from VHS to DVD was a good one.
But yeah, it was.
Because
yes.
you didn't have to rewind. Oh, fast forward. So, what do you think the show's going to be like?
I think it's going to be a standard sitcom.
See, I think it's going to be more bittersweet.
Oh, okay.
Because you said they're, like, struggling to keep it open and stay relevant.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm getting Superstore vibes.
I'm getting Superstore vibes as well.
Already.
But it could just be the blue.
It could be the blue. So we did Superstore on this podcast, and we both maybe seen it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen it all twice.
Loved it.
Loved it. Blockbuster stars the beloved Amy Santiago from Book of Nine-Nine.
Melissa Fumero.
Melissa Fumero. I think she's probably the crush, is my guess.
I would assume she's Eliza, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I assume she's one of... Because she's in the picture.
One of the
she's
main characters.
Main character. The guy who plays... I think his name's Timmy, the character. Randall Park. I know his name, and I know his face, and I don't know where I've seen him.
Okay.
And I'm not going to look him up now.
I'm going to look him up.
Oh, all right. I was going to wait until we'd seen it and try and work out where I've known him from. Because I know his face.
Can't be asked.
Can't be asked. We'll look him up in a bit.
Randall Park. I know the name.
He looks like this. This is very good for...
Yeah. Recognise him again. Not sure. I don't recognise anyone else in it. At all. Definitely looks like Superstore looking at the stills.
Yeah. But then that was set in a shop as well. So
yes.
Maybe that was it. I don't know.
So because it was the last one and it was trying to stay relevant, does that mean it's not set in the 90s?
I would assume it's set now.
Yeah. This is what I was thinking. Because if it's the last one, maybe it's set now. Because I quite like the idea that it was set in the 90s in my head.
But then it wouldn't...
It wouldn't be struggling in the 90s.
No.
Because it was massive.
Yeah.
So I feel less good about it. I wanted to watch a retro.
You wanted a little flashback in time.
Yeah, I wanted
to when Blockbuster
proper...
was huge.
Yes.
But then that wouldn't be the premise of this show, would it?
No, I don't like the premise now. It's stupid.
I don't want them to be struggling. I just want it to be a nice show about a store doing really well.
Exactly.
In the 90s with VHSs.
Although the IMDb rating is 5.1 out of 10, which is not good.
Stop looking at...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Put your iPad away. Stop looking
at
it. Right. I think we should tell the lovely people where we're going.
Why bother? It's all going to end anyway. What's the point? Okay. Yes. Season one, because there is only one season.
Indeed.
Episode eight out of 10. So we're winding down towards the end of the series.
Or winding up.
Or winding up.
I don't know.
Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Someone hasn't rewound their video when they bring it back.
Oh my God.
Dickhead. Do you think they still do VHSs?
No, it won't be because it's not fucking retro.
It'll be Blu-ray, won't it? No one uses Blu-ray. Not even me, and I think I've got a Blu-ray
player.
It's like
a mini disc. Like, what the fuck was that? I knew that was never going to catch on. Just saying.
I knew
it's never going to work. It's going to be DVDs and maybe like a streaming code thing. I don't know how they'd say.
Maybe they'll have like a cinema in the back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
I'd have like a storeroom that's also like a pictures.
Yeah. Well, like where they just play trailers and you can go and have a little look.
Oh, no, that's a good... No, I'd charge people to just go in and watch films.
Oh, right. No, like, there's a trailer room, so you can go and watch trailers. Right?
We should set one up.
I know. Why has no one done that?
God, guys.
This is
a trick.
This is season one, episode 8, and it's called Special Guy Day.
Do you reckon it's going to be, like, the opposite of Valentine's Day? Or, like, opposite of Galentine's Day?
Oh, it's Galentine's Day. It makes me want to throw
up. I think it's the
up.
Day... The day before or the day after Valentine's Day? It's what they called it in Parks and Rec.
Is that when you, like, meet with your friends and, like, talk about how rubbish men are?
Yeah, it's what we do all the time, but just on a specific day.
Well, we just, like, have friends.
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
It's just, like, going out, like, meeting up with
like
your female friends.
It's like going out with you guys. Okay, like, going out with the lads.
It's, like, for women to spend a day with their female friends.
So lame. It's really lame. Let's watch, like, romantic comedies and eat ice cream.
You don't have to do... You can do whatever you like on Galentine's Day. We could watch...
What about the lads?
The lads can... Well, they've got their special guy day, haven't they?
They don't. They need a special guy day because, you know...
What is it, November the 17th or something?
Masculine toxicity is a big deal.
Well, that's their special day. I think it's November the 17th. No, 19th is International Men's Day.
Yes, but I don't think they get to be feminine. Or talk about their feelings or emote. I think they need a guy's... Maybe this is about that. They should have a special guy day where they can all cry.
Do we get a special girl day where we can, like, go and shout at people and punch people for no reason?
Yeah, get paid more.
And get paid more.
Sorry, everyone.
That should be what International Women's Day is.
Yes.
That's the day where...
You get paid the same as the men. What?
Yeah, for one day a year.
God's sakes. Okay, so let's go watch this. We found this on Netflix. Season 1, episode 8 of Blockbuster, called Special Guy Day. The episodes, I'm guessing, are quite short.
I would assume they're 20 minutes, half an hour.
So even if you don't want to watch all 7 to catch up, you just want to plonk in with us, it's not going to take that much time. Do it anyway. In the meantime, Claire, if they want to get in touch, how can they do that?
You can find us at our little shop that we're going to open called Special Girl Day. Where you can find...
It sounds like a lesbian porn shop.
It does sound like a lesbian sex toy shop, doesn't it?
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
Maybe we should...
We're not... No.
No?
There's got to be money in that.
A lot of lube.
And?
Yeah.
Cheap to make.
That's true.
Sell it for a lot of money.
You know, plastic lasts forever. That's what the song Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend is about.
Never mind.
What? Carry on. What? No. Don't they say like a diamond lasts forever? Well, so does plastic, because it doesn't biodegrade. You know, plastic dolls. Cheaper and everything. Oh, I've got pins and needles on my foot. Sorry, everyone. Right, should we carry on?
And Jen's knocked the microphone over.
We are professionals. Professional slags. My foot's gone to sleep. Okay. Claire, take it away.
If you would like to get in touch with us, you can. Not at our lesbian sex toy shop, unfortunately.
That's special girl true. Day.
Special girl day.
Special girl day.
Special girl day is every day. You can find us on Instagram. Our handle is at randomtelevision. You can find us on Twitter. Our handle is at randomtelepod. You can email us randomtelevision@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook, randomtelevision.
Jesus Christ. Yes.
I've done all my grades. I've done grade 8 singing. I can hold my breath for a bit.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You talk quite fast. I don't know if anyone... Guys, go on your settings and slow the speed down if you want to know how to contact us. We're going to go and watch this episode. Please come and watch with us. Blockbuster Season 1, Episode 8, Special Guy Day on Netflix, and we'll be right back.
With some popcorn.
And special dolls. Welcome back. We have been watching Blockbuster Season 1, Episode 8, Special Guy Day. And Claire has a summary, I hope.
I do indeed.
Excellent.
It's slightly longer than I expected my summary to be, bearing in mind this is only like a 20-minute show.
25.
Well, maybe that's why it's slightly longer than I expected. Okay, here we are. Timmy tries to cheer up Eliza after she runs into the woman her husband cheated on her with. He also has a box of petty cash to take to the bank, which doesn't necessarily make it there. Hannah realises that she can't go to community college because she hasn't got her high school diploma. I think it was that anyway. Because she was homeschooled. And Connie and Carlos help her to get it.
Yay! And
that's everything that happened, really.
That is basically everything that happens. Well done. So, I've only written one page, but I have some key things to discuss.
Okay, I've only written one page actually as well, yeah.
Sure. So Claire, what did you think?
I quite enjoyed this. I expected to find it quite difficult to separate Amy Santiago from this character because obviously I've watched a lot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
But I didn't find it that hard. It was quite easy to go, okay, that's a separate character. And I quite liked it.
So I really didn't.
Oh, okay. Tell
me
more.
I really didn't like it. So I found it, the acting was over-egged. The script was too much and felt like they weren't real people. It just felt like they were talking off script quite a lot. I felt like there's a very weird... So when did you think this was set? We talked about this.
I think it's set like now.
It is set now. But the jokes and the references are all really old, which I find very strange.
So I think I wrote this down. I wrote that there are a lot of film references in this that I don't get. I think it's because it's set in a blockbuster. There's
yes.
an awful lot of references to older films and things like that. So the one that I wrote down was, what's Billy Madison? I think it's a film.
No, Billy Madison's a person. He's an actor.
Yeah, but I think it's a film.
Well, there's Madison County, Bridge over Madison Counties, Bridge something like that. I just found it really weird. I found it very jarring because they were referencing all the other shops that had gone out of business, which I thought was quite funny. But then he had a petty cash tin and he was making weird 90s jokes.
Yeah.
And it just felt really strange. I just couldn't get my head around it. Like they were trying to do something clever.
Right.
That it didn't quite work.
Okay.
Is how I feel about it. Also, I thought the characters and the acting was very two-dimensional. See, I didn't really feel like that. I just quite, maybe I wanted to enjoy it more than you.
Yeah, well, no,
and I don't know, because I wasn't particularly like watching it, trying to not trying to pick things apart, but wanting to do that. But I have
Claire.
I know that's what the podcast is.
This is the podcast.
I know. But we've had a break, and I was enjoying it.
We have had a break.
I looked up Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah.
It's a film. It's an Adam Sandler film.
Okay.
So in order to inherit his fed-up father's hotel empire, an immature and lazy man must repeat grades 1 to 12 all over again.
Right.
So that must have been the reference when the girl was, like, homeschooled.
Okay. Okay, fine.
So I think that's what I meant. There were a lot of references that I didn't get, because they were very American film references, and maybe they were older films. I know what you mean, though. There were quite a lot of older film references.
It just felt weird. I wrote weirdly, and it was weirdly sentimental, but not that funny, but not that sentimental. And I hadn't quite figured out where it was, and then it got a bit cheesy randomly. And then I said that it, I actually had to look up when it was set, because I was so confused. It was like, it's set now, because the script is 90s. The script felt 90s. And it's set in 2022, and it's already been cancelled.
Oh no!
And I can see why it's been cancelled. I just don't think it's very good. I think it's one of those ones that just slipped through the gaps in terms of that, because it's Netflix. They've got so many shows. I just don't think they've put. And it could have been amazing. It really
I've
could
seen
have been
a lot worse.
I have seen a lot worse, but I think it could have been really. They got Amy Santiago in it, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I just think that the script was really lacking, and it was very like, we're going to talk really fast now, and then I'm going to stop. And then you're going to talk really fast now, and then I'm going to stop. And my brain started hurting.
There was one point, and I wish I'd written it down, because there was one point where I think it was Connie, so the older lady who works in the shop, she said something that made me proper laugh out loud.
Okay.
And I can't remember what it was. There were a couple of moments where it did really make me laugh. But I also really enjoyed the idea of a special guy day. Because I was like, because, you know, obviously when we saw it, you see it written down, and you don't know whether it's special guy day, like only for guys, like going to strip clubs and shit, or special guy day.
Oh, you're my special guy.
Yeah, it was my special guy. Like you're playing with your dog.
Yeah. It was quite sweet.
And it was a really sweet thing. It was really sweet, but also a little bit depressing, because obviously it sounds like his mum was quite depressed. And that's what was happening at that point.
And it was really for her.
It was for her, not for him.
Hang out with. Yeah.
But at the same time, I liked their relationship. And I wrote that I want them to stay platonic. And it's always a cliche that they get together. Because there was one point where I felt like something was going to happen, I think in the taxi. And I was just sat there on the sofa going like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be lazy writers. Don't put a male and female friend character
together. It did feel quite
together.
Lazy.
But I don't think they were going to, because I think he's going out with the girl next door from the butchers or fishing or something.
Fish shop, wasn't it?
Fish shop. But no one knows about it.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I did like when they all threw donuts at her husband, who looks like a prick. That was funny.
And I wrote, that's a waste of donuts.
Yeah, but she was eating quite a lot earlier, so.
Yeah, though I've never seen those sorts of donuts here.
They don't really exist here. So these are like the tiny little ring powdered donuts.
Yeah. They look a bit rubbish.
The only donuts I like are the ones you get at the Christmas market that are hot and are rings. So they're like.
Yeah, okay.
They're the only ones I like. Otherwise, I don't actually like donuts.
I used to like, and only because they were free, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Their ring donuts, their glazed ring donuts.
Yes, I can
when
see.
When I lived in Birmingham, the Krispy Kreme in Selfridges on the bottom floor for a year or two, they had this big Krispy Kreme sign. And whenever it was lit up, you could go and get a free donut.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so we'd go into the Bullring. And then have a little look around and be like, should we just go see if the sign's on?
And I think because you were students and you had no money.
I would still do that now. Because I'm a scrounger.
You're a musician and you're an animal.
Classical musicians are animals. But
I think they changed it to after whatever they realized that everyone knew that and was just coming to get a free donut and they weren't making any money.
Yeah.
So they changed it to you when the light was on, you could have a free ring donut with the purchase of any other ones. That and they were quite nice because they were warm straight off the thing.
Ooh, I was going to say, I prefer hot donuts to cold donuts, don't you?
But I do also like a custard donut.
No, but I hate it.
Yes, no, custard.
No, yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, I'll have them all. It's fine.
I don't care. So anyway, back to the show. Yeah, I haven't really written anything else. I mean, it was fine. It was fine. I just didn't engage with any of the characters and I didn't really care, I guess. Maybe.
I enjoyed it more than you, definitely.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't anything it.
I would watch more of this. I would give this more of a chance.
No, I wouldn't.
Based on that episode, because I quite liked the dynamics between the cast. And I quite enjoy, well, between the characters even. And I did quite enjoy the little side story of the girl trying to, I think it was a high school diploma. It was something in order to get into college.
Yeah.
And her doing really badly in the exam and then her saying about all these things that used to happen when she was at home. And they're like, oh, right. So what you need is chaos around you.
Yeah, then they recreated like, that. That was quite funny.
I quite enjoyed that. That was quite sweet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It then went weirdly sentimental.
Yeah, maybe.
Quite a few places. Maybe I need to give it... Nah, I don't want to.
That's fair.
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe I should give it another go. I want to give it another go.
That's fair as well.
I mean, I think a lot of people would like this. It's very gentle, is what I'd say.
Wonder,
it's very gentle.
I wonder whether the comedy feeling 90s... I didn't really notice that, but you might be right, I don't know. But I wonder whether that is something that they've done on purpose because they're trying to hark back to that feeling that you had when you did go to a Blockbuster. Obviously, they haven't been, people haven't been going to them because they closed down. But before that, obviously, they weren't doing so well, and they're trying to aim it at people our age who used to go in
as kids
and as teenagers, and they're trying to use that era of comedy, maybe.
I agree, and I think that is what they're trying to do. I just don't think it quite hit the mark. I just think if it had been... I think basically, to me, this felt like it was still on the cutting room floor. It felt like it needed a little bit more polishing, a little bit... They needed like an editor for the script. They needed to just make it a little bit more peppy, make it a bit drier, probably.
Yeah.
I think if it was drier, I would have liked it more. It was too.
Yeah, maybe.
It was like a dessert wine for me, and I want I want my mouth to be like parched.
Okay.
When I drink wine, that's how I'm going to describe Blockbuster. Too like, sweet.
As a dessert wine, but potentially that's sort of the American style of like an American sitcom.
Well, yes, but it only lasted a season. True. So I mean. Let's take the easiest parody to this that did very well, which was Superstore.
Yes.
So you've got a similar kind of... Actually, at the end, the Superstore shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got... You know, it's battling with online shopping and all that kind of stuff. But the characters were so well written. It was incredible. The script was really good. The stories were diverse enough and interesting enough. And I thought that was a successful version of this kind of like, is it called like a workplace sitcom?
It's probably, yeah, something like
that. Yeah, so this was a successful version of that. And I thought Blockbuster just felt flat. I think I just maybe in my head I compared it to Superstore.
It does have the vibes to it though, doesn't it? Even the cover pictures.
Yeah.
I think it's the blue.
The blue. Yeah. And I mean, just the characters in Superstore are just absolutely incredible. And I just felt like in this one, like they were nice. And actually I quite like the homeschool girl. She was funny. But
I did like her, yeah.
But when we did Superstore for the podcast, I had a different feeling and I immediately went and watched it from the beginning. So
yeah.
This didn't grab me the same way that did.
That's fair.
Didn't have Dina in it. That's
what it is.
You need a Dina. You need a Dina character and there wasn't one. They were all just kind of nice.
Yeah.
You didn't have like someone that was like telling them all they were shit. Like there wasn't anyone like that.
That's
they were all
true.
Like
There's no one laying into them,
which is what I like about those kind of things. You need a sort of likeable baddie, and there was no one there. They were all just a bit nice.
Seemingly, like, in the picture of this, there's the two main characters from the special guy, David, and then there's the three that were doing the high school thing.
Yeah.
And then there's two extra characters on the poster
who
did not appear in this episode.
So maybe
one of those is like a dickhead.
Yeah, okay. Maybe we just picked one that didn't have the dry people in it. But I felt like that's what, now I've gone into it, I feel like that's what was missing.
Yeah, and also it is the same writers as Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Superstore.
Really? That's interesting. In that case, they rushed it.
Maybe.
I think that's what they did. I just think they wanted to get it out. And it just, it didn't land for me. And that's probably why it was cancelled.
Maybe, yeah.
Sorry, guys. It was definitely not a Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and it was definitely not a Superstore.
No, it was. Yeah, I definitely think I enjoyed it more than you, and
would be more willing
to give it a chance. Yeah, but I know what you mean. It didn't hit quite the same as those other shows.
Again, it didn't have a. If you're going to compare it to Brooklyn Nine-Nine, there was no Gina and there was no Rosa.
Yes.
You need those characters. You need those dry characters.
I love Rosa so much.
Rosa's my favourite. She was my favourite from Dot. I was like, yes.
What woman doesn't have an axe?
Yeah. Come on. Exactly. You need that kind of funny ridiculousness that none of them had. Anyway, I don't have anything else to say.
I really enjoyed the music over the credits, and I would like to know what that song was.
Oh, I don't know what it was.
Because I can't remember. I don't think I managed to find out what it was at the time. But I just remember, I just wrote great credits theme. Probably changes each episode.
I didn't know what it was.
What the credit music was right at the end. On IMDb, and it doesn't.
Boo.
From what I can see, boo, because it was a great tune. Whatever the tune was, it was great.
Oh well, sorry I missed it.
Yeah, sus.
Sus. Anyway, would you watch the show, Claire?
I would. I would give it more of a go. I would watch the first episode and see how I felt.
Okay.
But I feel like I know what you're going to say.
No, I will not watch this. But only because if I hadn't seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Superstore, I probably would watch it. But I just feel like that I'd rather re-watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. Basically. I mean, I've done that multiple
You've
times.
You've done that multiple times. But if there's something, if there's a show like that I'd want to watch, I'd go back to those shows.
Yes.
If I wanted that kind of vibe rather than watch this. Even though I haven't seen it all.
Like, I'm intrigued to know how different the first episode is to this episode. Because it's, often the pilot is, that's the one that goes out to all the producers and gets made to sort of see if you can then have a whole series. Yeah. So often the pilot is really very good because it then draws you in.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth, don't always listen to me, people, even though I'm mostly right. But it is worth giving it a shot to see how you feel. I mean, it's a short episode.
Exactly. I can put it on while I'm making tea.
And TV episodes do a lot of different functions for us in our busy day-to-day lives. This is not a sitting down and watching while doing nothing else one. This is a playing on your phone, doing your makeup, doing the washing up.
This is not a full attention TV show.
No, exactly.
Side of your eye.
Yeah.
In the periphery.
So if you do like doing that, if you like those kind of shows, then maybe this wouldn't offend.
Exactly.
So give it a go if you like not very good Superstore.
I think I also know why you think, and why I've had it kind of feeling like Superstore, is because in the pictures, their uniforms are very similar. They all have the blue tops, and then also those sort of khaki...
Yeah,
trousers.
I think that's what it is. They're really, it's a really similar, it's a similar concept as well.
Yeah.
But it's just not as good.
They don't have Mateo.
They don't have Mateo. They don't have Dina. They don't have Glenn, who sounds like a Muppet.
It does sound like a Muppet. It sounds like Beaker.
Yeah, exactly. You need, like, it is Amy, isn't it? Amy and Jonah characters are the boring ones. You need really good peripheral characters for a show like that to stick.
Yes.
So, Claire's going to go watch this. I'm not.
Yeah.
Let us know how you feel. You can drop us a line. You can email us at Random Television. You can follow us when we can be asked to post things. We are on Twitter at Random Telepod. We're on Instagram at Random Television and Facebook at Random Television. And in the meantime, have a good however long until the next episode. We are nothing if not inconsistent.
Hey, we will be back soon.
Anon.
Keep your ears peeled. Keep your eyes peeled.
Subscribe. It'll pop into your feed. Yep. We'll give you the heads up when it's going to come out, maybe on Instagram. And we hope you have a great time. And we'll see you next time.
See you in a bit.
Bye.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, then you're in luck. You can follow us on Instagram at Random Television, on Twitter at Random Telepod, or you can email us at randomtelevision@gmail.com.